I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In an interesting twist on the campaign trail, President Obama and Mitt Romney have agreed. Both insist that the penalty imposed on Americans for not purchasing insurance is not a tax, even though the Supreme Court ruled it was. Here's Eric Fernstrom, Romney's senior advisor, explaining to Chuck Todd of MSNBC yesterday that Governor Romney thinks that the justices, led by John Roberts, got it wrong when they ruled that the individual mandate is a tax.
The governor disagreed with the ruling of the court. He agreed with the dissent that was written by Justice Scalia, which very clearly stated that the mandate was not a tax.
So Mitt Romney agrees the mandate is not a tax. But wait a minute. The GOP itself has seized on the court's ruling as proof that the Obama penalty is a tax. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of that network's webcast Top Line. Rick, a lot of people wondered how Mitt Romney was going to thread this needle because as governor, this is exactly the kind of language he used, right?
That's right. And he's throwing the needle away instead of trying to thread it. And it's potentially a very big one because Republicans think it's a real area of vulnerability to say, look, the Supreme Court is calling this a big new tax on the American people. President Obama may have a weak spot there, but it's not one that Mitt Romney is going to exploit, his campaign making clear, because of his own weakness on that point. He imposed something so similar in Massachusetts, he doesn't want to be accused of being a tax raiser, so therefore they're taking this whole tax issue off the table.
He imposed, in fact, a lot of penalties and fees as governor. The Obama campaign has been running an ad pointing that out. Let's listen to a little.
Over 1,000 fee hikes on health care, on school bus rides, on milk, on driver's licenses, on nursing homes, on lead poisoning prevention, on meat and poultry inspection, on fishermen and gun owners, on nurses,
okay,
on electricians.
Okay, we get the point. So, Rick Klein, you know, what's the day after on this? How is the GOP responding to this?
Well, Republicans are still going to make the point that this is a tax, regardless of what Mitt Romney is going to do. But you hear a lot of them second-guessing the strategic decision. They're saying maybe Mitt Romney is being too legalistic in his definitions and not seizing on the politics of this. But it's interesting because I think both of them have such vulnerabilities on health care. We had this titanic ruling last week for the Supreme Court, but neither candidate is really all that keen to be talking about it.
But you knew that it was going to come up sooner or later. I'm thinking of the debates, you know, going into the presidential election, and you know it's going to come up then. Because Mitt Romney imposed penalties and fees, but he also called the Massachusetts healthcare mandate a tax. In an op-ed in 2009, he called it a tax penalty. And in this 2008 presidential debate, we have a clip here, he agreed with moderator Charlie Gibson when Gibson characterized the Massachusetts mandate as a tax penalty.
You impose tax penalties in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we said, look, buy it. If people can afford to buy it, either buy the insurance or pay your own way. Don't be free riders and pass on the cost of your health care to everybody else.
So there a 2008 clip from a presidential debate in which Mitt Romney agreed, yeah, it's a tax penalty. But the Obama administration has been, you know, doing threading of their own on this issue. We know that the president consistently denied that his penalty was a tax. He compares it to a requirement to buying auto insurance. And before the Supreme Court, many on the right are saying that the White House then flip-flopped and went to the court and presented their plan as a tax. But in fact, it was the justices, Scalia and Roberts, who were pushing the White House lawyer to say it was a tax. And they never really did. They said it was a taxing power. So there's some irony here that, of course, President Obama was reluctant to call this a tax as well.
Yeah, for very much political reasons, Justice Roberts found it necessary to call it a tax to save the whole law. So there are ironies that abound throughout this. What's going to make it hard to tag this as a tax is that it's going to impact such a narrow slice of American voters, something like 1%.
Meanwhile, what does Mitt Romney have to do here? ABC has a new poll out showing he's not winning on the issue. Only 30% of Americans have a favorable view of his approach to health care. 47% see it negatively.
It's astounding because he's got a worse problem on health care than Barack Obama does right now. We know that President Obama has a very unpopular health care law. So it's interesting to me because Mitt Romney was going to run on this. It was one of the centerpiece accomplishments of his term in office, just like it's a centerpiece accomplishment of President Obama's term in office. But it really can't be the central issue that he runs for president on.
Quite Shakespearean for both men, you know.
It is Shakespearean. That's right.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of the network's webcast Top Line. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
And by the way, tomorrow we will be here for you on the 4th, all the news and some terrific stories, including what was it like to grow up as Norman Rockwell's All-American model? The next-door neighbors that he drafted to pose for his paintings will be here tomorrow. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.